T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They're in a desperate strait. We better bring an expert on to ask that question from PhillyVoice.com. There's nobody that knows the game better than Mr. Jimmy Kempsky. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Angelo. How are you?
Jim, you hearing anything? You know, Tremaine Brock is suddenly available. It does not appear the Niners want him back at all. Are the Eagles interested?
I haven't heard anything on that. And personally, I haven't really dug in and watched him in any way yet. So okay. I don't have my own opinion on him.
Okay.
And I don't even know anything about his domestic abuse case or anything like that. So I'm a little behind on that one.
Well,
but
let me reframe the question.
In terms of their interest.
Let me reframe the question. Based on the cornerback play that you have seen so far, have you sensed the crying need at that position?
Yeah, I would imagine they'll try to find somebody before the season begins because they're just not good.
Really bad.
Yeah, I mean Jalen Mills is okay. I think he'll be better this year than he was last year as a starter. Ron Brooks is as a slot, but the one guy that's just been really bad, and he's actually been a little bit better in recent practices, but he's been just really bad on the whole in training camp, is Patrick Robinson, free agent that they signed this offseason. So they may, you know, hope that a guy like C.J. Smith or guys like that step up during the preseason, but I think that's kind of wishful thinking.
But knowing you, Jimmy, you're checking tape all the time, all these guys. Did Robinson look better before this year where he was, or has he always been a weak cornerback?
He was bad last year. He actually signed a fairly decent contract last year with the Colts. I know he battled a bunch of injuries. He missed a bunch of games, so that might have had something to do with it. But the year before that, and the reason why he got a decent deal, he played with San Diego primarily as a slot corner, and he was okay there. That's why he got paid in Indianapolis. But last year, he was not good.
All right. Well, I don't know why we ended up with him then. Jimmy, let me get to a real basic question because I'm asking a lot of people today. It's been 221 days since the Eagles ran out on a field and we could watch the game. Even if it's a preseason game, it's better than nothing. Here's what I want to know. Why do you love football so much?
I mean, I don't know how you can't. it's awesome. I mean, there's guys killing each other out there. It's fun to watch. I mean, it's just a very physical game. It's a game where, I mean, you need obviously a lot of athleticism to play, and there's so many components to it. There's so much strategy, and the athletes themselves are always fun to watch. So, I mean, that's always kind of been my favorite sport, especially to watch.
You know, the misnomer, Al, you like baseball more because you like the strategy in baseball.
Yeah.
Football is loaded. The way Jimmy breaks a game down, you understand how many components go into every play.
I generally know what they're going to do.
You generally know what they're going to do, but you don't in baseball.
They're going to pass on third. They're going to run on third and short. They're going to – I know.
Not with Doug Peterson, buddy.
Jim, Al finds it highly predictable and unimpressive. What's your response?
I would have mercy on Al Soul for being
there
so
it
wrong.
Is. There
Good
it
job,
is.
Jimmy.
There it is, Jim. Jim, you're one of us, my friend. Hey, Jim, let's talk about the fact that the Eagles are going to play Carson Wentz, but the Packers are not going to play Aaron Rodgers. Are the Eagles smart to do this because the kid needs work, or are the Packers timid because they are so afraid Rodgers will get hurt? Tell me about the two different philosophies here in using the quarterback in the first preseason game.
I think it's just a case of Rodgers has been in the league for almost a decade and Wentz is entering the second year as a starter. I mean, sure, I have to go back and look, but I'm sure when Aaron Rodgers was heading into his second year as a starter, he played in the first preseason game.
Okay.
You know, the more work that you can get younger guys, then obviously the more it'll benefit those kind of players.
All right. Well, that makes sense. But you've gotten to see Wentz for a couple of weeks now at training camp. Is this a different, better Wentz than what we saw last year?
Yeah, there's no question that he's been a lot better this training camp than he was last training camp. And not that he was bad last training camp. I thought he actually showed a lot of things last training camp. But this year, Okay, so let me just take a step back. So last year you could see everything that he had. You could see everything that he had in his toolbox in terms of the strong arm. You could see that he could run a little bit. You saw, you know, just by looking at him, not even on the field, you see how big he is. So you kind of knew what appealed to the Eagles when they drafted him. A lot of times what you didn't see was, you know, the best accuracy. This year, he's, you know, obviously he has all those tools carrying over into year two, but the accuracy has been drastically better. I mean, he's hitting on all kinds of throws, whether they be short, intermediate, deep. His deep ball has especially been very, very good. So I think that, you know, a big concern of the fan base was his mechanics and all that heading into this season, him overthrowing players. I've seen none of that in training camp so far.
Great. All right, so that looks good. How about his demeanor, Jimmy? I've gotten a sense, we had a chance to talk to him last week, that he seems more comfortable. He seems more, you know, locked in on what he's got to do as an NFL quarterback. You seeing that?
I'm 40 years old, and he's far more mature than I am.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That may just be saying more about you than him, Jim.
That could very well be. But, yeah, I mean, he's got his head on straight, and I think it's pretty clear that he's kind of got the demeanor of what it takes to succeed in the NFL as a quarterback.
All right, well, that's great news. How has LeGarrette Blount looked?
Well, we haven't really seen much of him. So he didn't practice at all during the tackling practices, which is when you kind of want to see him kind of, you know, truck people and that kind of thing. Like that's when you see what he does best. So we really haven't seen that. What I have been impressed by with him, and I kind of knew this before they signed him, is that he's a little more agile than you might imagine from a 250-pound man. I mean, his feet are kind of quick when he goes through the hole. He's got these little, you know, quick little jump cuts, and he can, you know, he's got a little bit more lateral agility than I think a lot of people realize. So I think he's going to be a little bit of a surprise in the type of runner that he is to some people that are just kind of expecting more of like a Christian Okoye kind of guy that's just going to run straight ahead and try to barrel people over. He actually does have some moves and can get outside.
All right, that sounds good. Let me go to the other side. Oh, no, I have one more on this side of the ball. The questions are going to get harder now, Jim. Are you buying the Nelson Aguilar rebirth story that has been around for a while this preseason? Do you think it's true? I mean, you're watching him every day. What do you think?
I've been a lot slower than most to kind of buy into that.
Yeah.
So here's the way I see it. There's no question that he's made a lot more plays this training camp than he has in training camps past, especially last year. Last year he just wasn't good in camp. He was okay as a rookie. This year he's made a lot more plays. But what I've seen from him is there's still inconsistency in him catching the football. I mean, there's still plenty of drops to go around with Aguilar. So he's got to become more of a consistent player where I'll start to really believe that's going to show up in the regular season. But he has made a ton of plays, so at least there's some encouragement there.
All right, so Jimmy's not buying in fully yet, certainly. Others, I have heard so little about a number one draft pick and a Derek Barnett. I don't understand why I have heard so little, Jimmy. What's going on with Barnett?
Well, he's been quiet, that's why. He hasn't really made a ton of plays in training camp. And I don't know if that's really something to worry about yet. Here's what he's been doing. So, you know, a lot of times in spring training in baseball, for example, you'll have, you know, Roy Halladay will go out and just throw curveballs every day. And he doesn't care if they get lit up. He's just working on what he wants to work on. Doesn't really care if they're gonna bash him around a little bit. With Derek Barnett, what his biggest strength is his one pass rush move is this dip and bend around the edge. And it's an elite pass rush move for a college player coming out. I mean, he's just great at that. I've seen almost none of that in training camp so far. So what he's been doing is he's been working on a lot of his weaknesses. And as a result, I think he hasn't really popped in practice in terms of, you know, him making big plays or anything like that. He's been really, really quiet. But at the same time, like I said, he's been working on things that he's not good at. So I don't know if he's going to continue to do that through the preseason. Certainly in the regular season when he gets playing time, he's going to go to that bread and butter move. But which, again, we just haven't seen much of in training camp.
All right, but he's probably going to see some serious playing time tonight, right, Jim?
I would imagine he'll get a fair share of playing time tonight, yeah.
All right, last thing, because you can read these things while you've been covering football a long time. Are you more or less confident about Doug Peterson as the head coach than you were before training camp started?
He's actually like a different Doug this year, just all around. Like even
talk
in
to
press
me.
Conferences. He's
really?
A little snippy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he can get a little snippy now and again, whereas before he was just kind of you know, a little more laid back and honest, but now he's a little more guarded. I guess that'll happen when you deal with the Philly media every day. But I don't know. Yeah, I think his practices are fine. I don't think there's really too much to read into, you know, what he looks like as a coach so far. I think we'll kind of see that more when we get into the regular season. But there hasn't been anything, you know, egregiously wrong about the way he's conducted his practices or anything like that. There hasn't been anything overly, you know, impressive or like, wow, look at that kind of aspect of what he's done so far. But, yeah, like I said, I think when you see the end result during the regular season, that's when we can kind of begin to judge him.
All right, Jim, I got one more for you. This is really the only question Jonesy and I care about. Jonesy has got $5,000 on the Eagles winning more than eight games. I got $3,500. That's $8,500 between us. Are we in good shape or are we in trouble?
So by more than eight games, the over-under is 8.5?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, it actually went down to
it
eight
went
this
down,
week.
But I,
so
was,
if it's eight, you push.
All right. So
I'm asking you, if it's eight, you push?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good number to buy in at. I think they win nine, personally. Yeah, I think they win nine this year. And I would say nine is a lot more likely than seven, which is where you lose, obviously.
You know the game, Jimmy.
Jimmy Kemsky, the most knowledgeable media person in this city, from phillyvoice.com. Read him. Jimmy, we love talking to you. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll talk to you soon.
Angela.
Bye-bye. All right, tomorrow. We'll talk to him soon.
Right.
I love talking to that guy. He really, Al, that's the guy that does the stick figures.
Yeah, thank
he
God.
He actually
yeah.
takes film. And then he is not a good artist.
No, he's not.
But he actually
Microsoft Paint.
It's kind of like his calling card, and it's fascinating. But what you don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.